Nevada is one of a handful of states still up for grabs. President Bush won Nevada with overwhelming support from rural voters, and McCain will have to do the same if he wants the state's 5 electoral votes. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, Obama supporters are trying to make inroads in Nevada's rural Republican stronghold.
You can drive a long way in rural Nevada without seeing anything but brown mountains studded with sagebrush. The small towns are few and far between. But on Sunday, the town of Wellington was crowded. It was the Rotary Club's annual Fun Day, a festival with crafts and competitions for dogs, horses, and antique cars. The Republican Party of Lyon County had a booth there.
We ran out of buttons in about 15 minutes after we opened up this morning.
McCain Palin buttons.
Yes.
Howard Hirsch is the GOP chairman in this northern Nevada county. There is a lot of enthusiasm for McCain here, he said. That's despite the fact that the Arizona senator finished third in the January caucuses behind Mitt Romney and Ron Paul.
There were a number of people who earlier said over my dead body, but we've considered the alternative and can draw your own conclusion from that.
It's not just the alternative of a President Obama that's intensified support for McCain here. Julie Costa was wearing a Sarah Palin button that said, "Read my lipstick."
Palin just really energized me. She just really gave me the boost that we needed with the excitement. And of course, she's just such a class act.
Rural Republicans put President Bush over the top in Nevada, backing him by a margin of 2-1. But Republicans have lost their edge in statewide voter registration, partly due to recent Democratic gains in Las Vegas. Howard Hirsch says that if McCain is going to win Nevada, he'll have to do even better in the rural counties than President Bush did.
Because we have to make up in rural Nevada, and specifically in Lyon County, the margin that we're going to lose by down in Las Vegas.
In presidential elections, Democrats have rarely bothered to compete here. But the Obama campaign has made a point of it. He's been campaigning in rural counties since the caucuses, and he now has 4 offices open, including one in Lyon County, in the town of Fernley. That's where Obama volunteer Nancy Satterford canvassed recently on Desert Springs Lane.
I've been in all kinds of neighborhoods. I've been in little mobile home parks, and this is one of the nicer neighborhoods in town.
This is the first time that 60-year-old Satterford has volunteered for a campaign. She skips the houses that have McCain signs in front. She knocks on Jeffrey Felix's door.
We're voting for him, so don't worry.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
That's great. All right.
Several of the houses here have darkened windows and front yards filled with sand, trash, and weeds. The foreclosure crisis has brought Fernley's booming growth to a screeching halt. Nancy Satterford thinks it's made people give Obama a second look. Case in point is Laura Williams, who invites us into her kitchen. She's still agonizing.
I like McCain. I think he's genuine. I think he would try his best, but I think Obama has good, he's not tainted, so to speak, you know? I think he can make huge changes, but I don't know if he'll follow through once he gets in there. That's what scares me.
After a 20-minute chat, Williams tells Satterford that she's won another convert.
I basically believe in a higher power, and I just said, I need a sign. I need to know who to vote for. Here you are.
Satterford didn't feel comfortable with the role of miracle worker, but Barack Obama won't need a miracle to win Nevada. He'll just need to cut into John McCain's margin in the rural counties. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Reno.